so every once in a while I come across some headline that I just desperately want to do hysterical literature to the article, so that's what you're getting, perverts. I hope you fucking love it, because I think it's going to make me come. I masturbate to news articles a lot secretly, but I don't always, I don't know. Catholic priest says pedophilia doesn't kill anyone, but bans 44 lawmakers from receiving communion because he says abortion does. A priest in Rhode Island, Reverend Richard Bucci, made national headlines last week by banning lawmakers who supported the state's abortion rights bill from receiving communion at his parish. Now he's doubling down on that decision with a statement that's sending shockwaves through social media. The 72-year-old priest recently passed out flyers to parishioners listing the names of all 44 members of the legislature who voted for the Reproductive Privacy Act, which was signed into law last spring. The flyer stated that those individuals would also be banned from acting as witnesses to marriage, serving as godparents, and performing wedding readings at weddings and funerals, citing 2,000 years of Catholic teachings. Then in an interview Sunday, Bucci's rhetoric went further. Pedophilia doesn't kill anyone. And this does, he told station WJAR, claiming that more children have been killed by abortion than have been abused. The statement didn't sit well with State Representative Carol Hagan McEntre, a Democrat who championed Rhode Island's law to extend the statute of limitations for child sex abuse survivors. When he says that pedophilia doesn't kill people, well, he clearly doesn't understand, she told CBS News. You should have come to the State House and listened to the testimonies, because there are a lot of victims who are no longer with us. The injured voices that I've heard, they've stolen their childhoods. They've practically destroyed their lives. And the ones we still hear from are the lucky ones, because they're the ones who are still alive. They didn't die of an overdose or suicide. You know, there's plenty of those that never made it long enough to come forward. Her colleague, State Representative Julie Casimiro, whose name was also published in the flyer, agrees. Catholic Church needs to take a look at themselves and ask them why they're closing churches and losing worshipers, Casimiro wrote in a statement to CBS News. Could it be because Father Bucci's most recent statement was that no one has ever died from pedophilia? Father Bucci and the diocese need to take a look from within. They need to get their own house in order. The Pope should make a visit to Rhode Island. CBS News reached out to the Diocese of Providence for comment, but has not heard back. In the immediate aftermath of the disturbing flyer, Bucci told the Providence Journal that the local lawmakers were upset because their names and votes were made public. They're proud of what they have done. Why do they want to keep it a secret? The issue, however, is not that the votes were made public. In fact, one Democratic state representative called that laughable because their votes on every issue are already listed on the General Assembly's website as soon as they're tallied. Rather, for some, it's about the separation of church and state. They have a problem with the lack of respect for separation of church and state, and for our votes on behalf of our constituents being punished by a church who protected child abusers. For others, it has to do with the Catholic Church's handling of its own pedophilia scandal and the hypocrisy they perceive and the discrepancy. McEntre has had a long and fraught relationship with the Sacred Heart Church in West Warwick, Rhode Island, where Bucci now presides. She and her older sister, Anne Hagen Webb, who attended Sacred Heart School from kindergarten through eighth grade, Anne alleges that she was repeatedly sexually molested by a priest there who was now deceased for approximately 7 years, beginning when she was just 5 years old. Megante tells CBS News that she believes Bucci's letter is less a response to the Reproductive Privacy Act than it is a reaction to her work with child sex abuse survivors. I think it's concerning that the church is taking issue with this out of all the churches in Rhode Island, she told CBS News. Personally, I feel this is a continued attack by him on me and my family because of what happened to my sister. And he's coming up with this latest way. Her colleague, Julie Casimiro, points to the time lag between the final vote on the bill last June and Father Bucci's letter in January. As proof of that point, Father Bucci would love to have you think this is all about the codification of Roe v. Wade. If it was, why wasn't the list published last year when we took the vote? Why did only a few lawmakers receive the mailing at home? This is a retribution to the Hagen-Megante family for shining a light on sexual assault within the Catholic Church and Sacred Heart in particular. In a fiery Facebook post after the flyer was made public, Casimiro went a step further, suggesting that the General Assembly should respond to Father Bucci's list of lawmakers not welcome in his parish by posting a list of pedophile priests not welcome in the State House. That is a much longer list. The whole thing is so fucked up. I just started reading it because I like the abortion shaming headline, because I've been thinking a lot about abortion fetish shit lately, but that whole thing is just so fucked up. I barely made it to the end of the article. Okay, back to my regularly scheduled program, I guess.